Did you know that what happens in your state legislature affects your daily life, liberty, and property just as much as what happens in the White House? Maybe even more. How will you decide which down-ballot candidates deserve your vote on November the 5th? Resist being swayed by emotional campaign ads and sound bites. Visit iVoterGuide for the facts about the state legislative candidates on your ballot so that you can think for yourself. Election Day is Tuesday, November the 5th. Vote wisely with iVoterGuide.com. That's iVoterGuide.com.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday is on the air, also known as
Learning University.
That was bad. That was really bad. We're going to do that again on 3, 2, 1. Learning University. Well, it's just not going to work today. Doesn't sound like in stereo. We just Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
You're going to do that the whole show?
Minnie Mouse just stepped in the studio, I think.
Was that Minnie Mouse, Kendra?
That's what it sounded like to me.
It was Pinocchio.
It was a Pinocchio.
Oh, okay.
I'm a real boy.
Kendra, what? Did you do that in a play in high school or something?
No, I think it's from Shrek or something. Okay. I don't know.
Kendra White joining us because J.J. Jasper is not here today. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning.
So, I do have a praise report from J.J., though.
Okay, let's go to J.J.'s praise report.
Let's go to J.J.'s praise report, J.J. So he said, here's a praise report from the Pro-Life Gala last night. He said, I was privileged to be the speaker last night in Batesville, Arkansas, for the Alpha Center Pro-Life Gala. Danielle Adams, the executive director, said it was the largest crowd the center has ever had for their annual fundraiser banquet. Well, that is good.
It's kind of like straight up bragging to me. But anyway, go ahead.
And of course, we can't verify whether these numbers.
JJ said it was the largest. He said somebody else said it was.
He said Miss Danielle said.
So he wasn't bragging. It was her bragging.
Secondhand
on
brag.
JJ.
Totally different.
I haven't heard if they met or exceeded their goal, but it was an incredible night for life. And Melanie and I met many AFR listeners.
He wanted to pass that along.
So. That's good news.
In all seriousness, JJ is one of our best, if not our best, ambassador for American Family Association and American Family Radio. He does indeed travel the country speaking and doing his stand-up comedy routine. And he is
excellent Bible teacher, and yes, he is inspirational.
He's on the road.
Yeah.
But he's headed, anyways, in Batesville, Arkansas. Was that last night?
Yes.
Okay.
Batesville, Arkansas last night.
All right.
So now I don't expect that JJ will ever send us an email or a text from one of these when it's, you know, the worst turnout they've ever had. He's probably not going to send us that. But, this actually happens consistently for JJ.
Yeah.
Wherever he's speaking, they have oftentimes their best night. So,
yeah. Or so he says. So it's first time callers today. So that's all we're taking is people who've never been able to get on the air with us on Trivia Friday. And you want to give the phone number in?
Absolutely. The phone number is 888.
You got it?
589. 8840. That number again,
folks,
if you'd like to get on, and as Tim said, this is first-time callers only.
Mm-hmm.
And that means if you may have tried many times, you can keep trying. If you've never been on the air with us, today could be your day. 888-589-8840.
All right. Let's see. You need to be 11 years old or older.
Right.
And we have a mystery question. And if answered correctly, you will hear this sound.
Yes. Ah, the beloved cowbell.
The beloved cowbell shall ring, and all the world will know you've won yourself a AFR. We got different names for this. It's a cap. It's a ball cap. I call it a ball cap, right?
Yeah.
So
people call it a farmer's or a trucker's cap.
Trucker hat.
Anyway. It's AFR. It was made in Arkansas, I think.
Well, was it really?
Well, yeah. Yeah, so speaking of Arkansas.
This is USA made?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, AFR cap, and so we will send it to you. You can buy this AFR cap at our store. What's our store address?
We're talking about the AFA Resource Center. That's resources.afa.net. Resources.
Plural.
Is that right? Plural? Yeah. Resources.afa.net.
We got more than one of them resources. We're going to get you all kinds of things. Here's the deal. We got your caps, your tumblers, your t-shirts. You heard it on Trivia Friday. We got it there.
You sound like Granny off the Beverly
well,
Hillbillies.
I feel
I know what she's doing there.
Obligated to fill in for JJ.
She's doing the JJ female codger.
The old codger.
Are there female codgers? Is that a thing?
I don't know if there's codgerettes. Is what I always called them when I was growing
female
up.
Female codgers. That's an interesting question. Are there female codgers?
Is that it? Is that all we need to say?
I think we are ready to give our questions.
Go.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. I'll tell you what. Since you are our you're not exactly a new professor, but we do want to honor you. So, Kendra, you go first.
Well, thank you. Ladies first. All right. First question coming from Scripture. Ephesians chapter 6 lists the 6 pieces of the armor of God. But 2 of those pieces are also mentioned in the Old Testament. Which 2 pieces of the armor of God are we talking about?
You mean they're mentioned in the Old Testament also as the armor of God?
The names mentioned in the New Testament, you know, you've got your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, your belt of truth, all of those. 2 of those are introduced in the Old Testament in the passage.
I know.
Which ones are they?
Answer is.
Ooh, Mr. Bible scholar, of course.
No.
I love it.
In Sunday school, I taught on spiritual warfare. So
ooh.
I mentioned this.
That's an important topic. Yeah. Also from the Bible, there are several different biblical feasts. There's one we're celebrating right now, also known as the Jewish feasts. Which feast ends tonight? Which feast are we celebrating?
My favorite is the all-you-can-eat.
Look.
That's just...
There's a couple feasts where they fast, and the most of them are where they feast.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm all about the ones where they feast.
That's
Come
right.
on, sign me up for that
so
one.
So what you're saying is we have a Jewish feast going on now.
That's currently being celebrated. It ends tonight.
And how many are there annually?
Is it 7? 7 biblical feasts.
I don't know.
Six or seven.
Seven sounds right. Because
it's the same number as the candlesticks
of
the menorah. Last question. Mm-hmm. We're going to have us a little mini spelling bee here. I have a list of the most commonly misspelled words in the English language. Mm-hmm. Here's the way it works, folks. You just have to be confident. You just say, and these are all common words that you have heard of. If you say, I'm a generally
good speller. And they're the most commonly misspelled.
The most commonly misspelled, but they're common words. You just say, give me one. I'm going to give you one off the list, and we're going to see if you get it right.
All right.
Whew, a little pressure. You don't have to do
your
research.
You're going to give us a spelling test?
I am. I hate spelling, so I finally have the power to make other people feel stressed, and I'm going to use it.
I have the power.
Well, those are my 3.
Here are my
3 questions. When I turned 60, I said I'll never do spelling test again.
There are the words.
I don't have to.
I'm going to tell you guys something embarrassing, all right? I don't mind sharing embarrassing things, because like you said, I'm just old enough.
Right.
I don't care.
Not gonna hurt
I'm not trying to impress anybody at this stage of my life. My granddaughter, was in my office last night.
Yeah.
My son went to get the kids from school, and so they're kind of hanging around the last hour and a half, whatever, of work. So she does her homework in my office.
Yeah.
She's normally very quiet.
Yeah.
But she needed help with a long division program,
uh-oh,
a problem.
Oh, wow.
And I was sitting there going, I don't remember how to do this. I don't remember what you carry where. I just use, you know, I use a calculator like God intended. You know,
look,
so
you just got to play it. Does this look right? Ask her.
So I helped her. And then she checked the answer and she was off by 600,000. That's how far off I was.
Yeah. Oh, dear. That's a big problem.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
So her teacher today's going, who helped you with this problem?
My papa did.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
All right. So here are my 3 questions. How can you tell how many eyes a starfish has? How can you tell how many eyes a starfish has?
You go underwater with your goggles on, and you look them straight in the eyes, right? And you start counting.
And then you say, I see you.
Right. A starfish has multiple eyes, and you want to know how many they have?
Well, how can you tell?
Oh, okay.
How can you tell? Mm-hmm. There's an easy way to tell.
Oh, really?
Yes. All right. Second question. I've been doing this one a week, and I'm going to keep doing it up until election day. Yes, I am. I'm determined. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1988 race for the White House? I'm talking about Republican and Democrat. We're not talking about independent candidates.
Or Whigs. I don't think there were any Whigs.
No Whigs.
They kind of went defunct.
Yeah, the Whig Party.
Whig Party.
Who were the presidential candidates in the 1988 race for the White House? And then third question, this should be pretty easy for some of you young ladies out there. Cinderella was the first Disney princess. Is that true or false? Cinderella was the first Disney princess. Is that true or false? Of course, I'm referring to Disney movies.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, all right, so it's kind of a two-part question, but what is the common name for the star Polaris? And what is its significance? So it's kind of a two-part question. What is the common name for the star Polaris, and what is its significance? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, Kendra right there, a Bible question. On what three occasions are we expressly told that Jesus wept?
Good question.
On what three occasions are we expressly told
that
Jesus wept? And my third question is, what is ranidophobia? What is ranidophobia? Okay. They were a very popular band, too, in the, like in the 70s. They opened for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
But they, it's a sordid story. I'm not going to get into it.
Right.
What is a scientific definition of the word ranidophobia? I'll just spell it.
Can you spell it?
I will. I will spell it for you. R-A-N, because I may have mispronounced it. R-A-N-I-D-A, phobia.
Ranidophobia.
What is that? What is that?
Good question.
I know somebody that has this, or at least a mild case of it.
Oh, you're being for real.
Yeah, for real.
Oh.
I'm being for real, Ed. All right, go to the phones.
All right, where do we go first?
Where do we go?
Kendra.
Let's go to Bobby in Texas, a first-time caller. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Good morning, Bobby. What part of Texas are you calling from?
I'm in Fort Worth.
Oh,
I'm driving a truck. I'm from Wiley, Texas. And I actually met JJ 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
How has your life changed, Bobby?
Well, quite a bit, actually, I guess. It was really cool meeting him.
Yeah.
And
where was he? Where was he at an event nearby there or something?
It was. It was at First Baptist Church of Trenton, T-R-E-N-T-O-N.
I got you.
Texas, and it was for a family life center.
Gotcha.
Which their goal was $20,000, and they exceeded that.
Yep.
So
Bobby confirming all of JJ's.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the JJ.
Wait a minute. Is this really JJ calling in?
JJ's, you've heard of the Midas touch?
No, it is not.
Yes.
That's the
JJ
touch right there.
But he did give me a little plug on the on your show the following week, saying that he had met us and all that, and that a friend of mine had turned me on to Trivia Friday a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And he kind of gave y'all a hard time about the travel mug. It's not a mug. It's a half a mug.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mug.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, ask, answer, or both, brother?
Yeah. Well, man, alive, believe it or not, I got nothing. So I was hoping for a true-false. That way I had 50% chance. I'm going to go with the starfish.
Okay. Right. Now, I'm just going to tell you before I repeat the question, this is not a true false. The true false one was the Cinderella question. You still want the starfish?
Yeah.
Okay. How can you tell how many eyes a starfish has, Bobby?
I'm going to say the arms, the pentacles, whatever they call. I'm going to say five. They have five.
Okay. Well, I wasn't asking how many. I was asking how can you tell how many, because starfish can have more than five, but you actually inadvertently answered the question correctly because you can tell how many eyes a starfish has by the number of arms or legs. They have one eye.
That's just
on
weird.
Each arm.
That is really strange.
Yes, it is.
Huh?
Yes, it is.
Did God ordain that?
I guess so.
Or did that just happen?
That's how you tell. If it's a starfish with five arms or legs, they have five eyes. If it's six, they have six eyes.
Do they hang out together? The five eyes and the six eyes, and
that's
you know what
question.
I'm saying.
There's a lot of
unknown questions.
I think they have.
So did Bobby get it right?
Yes, he got it right.
All right, let's clap for Bobby.
Woo-hoo! Absolutely, way to go, Bobby.
I think that's just so that the mom starfish can say, "Listen, yeah. I got eyes in the back of my hand." You
all right, Bobby,
listen up.
Fire away. You said you do or don't have a question for us.
I do have.
All right.
So you have a toothbrush and you put a little toothpaste on it. There's a name for that. What is it?
The amount of toothpaste?
Now, when
what
you
is, when... actually put the toothpaste, what is the toothpaste called on the toothbrush? There's a name for that little strip.
Really? Okay, so.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so don't say anything, Bobby. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. I guess it's kind of like, remember the old commercial for Brill Cream, a little dab will do you?
Oh, yeah.
There's some word to describe that toothpaste on the toothpaste, on the toothbrush. I'm going to go with dab.
There you go. I'm going to go with you since I have nothing else.
What do you think?
I'll do the dab.
All right, we're going with dab, Bobby.
All right, your final answer. Okay. So you're wrong.
Okay.
It's called a noodle. N-U-D-L-E.
A noodle, really?
I'm gonna look that up in real time right here on you, Bob.
So who's in charge of naming things for toothpaste?
I have no idea. I'd like to know.
But it's not N-O-O, it's N-U-D-L-E. That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna have to start using that and do a conversation now.
That's a very hard question, but a very...
Did you look it up and see it?
Hey, Bobby's right. According to...
A noodle?
AI. a nurdle, Bobby.
A nurdle?
Oh, nurdle? N-U-R-D-L-E?
A nurdle is a small amount of toothpaste that is squeezed into a toothbrush.
Look, my daughter, every night, I don't know if it's because it's watermelon flavored, but she eats it and keeps asking for more on the toothpaste.
You
so I'm going to be like, no more nurdles for you, ma'am.
You need to get some jalapeno toothpaste or something.
Make it less pleasurable.
Thank you, Bobby.
All right. Good job, Bobby.
So a nurdle, N-U-R-D-L-E.
Learned something new every day.
I would think that's something that's not necessary.
Having a name for that.
Yeah, I don't think whoever invented that word, that was really a complete waste of time.
It's kind of overcomplicating life, isn't it?
Yeah. Who needs that word? Put that in the dictionary. You think Webster did that? Hey,
I'll tell you what, that is an interesting bit of trivia.
Yeah.
If you're at a party and you throw that into the conversation, you're going to get props.
All right. Well, you're also going to get people walking away going, that guy is really strange.
Knows too much.
Yeah, I just met him 5 minutes ago. You know what he's asking me? What a
about
toothpaste strip is.
About a nurdle?
Yeah.
Talk about a nurdle.
Who's up next?
Let's go to Wayne from Mississippi. Wayne, hey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
All right, brother. Where are you calling from in the Magnolia State?
Tate County, Mississippi.
Okay. All right. Well, which station do you listen to, American Family Radio?
88.9 on my radio station.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, ask, answer, or both on Trivia Friday, Brother Wayne?
Both. Both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The true or false.
Okay. The Cinderella one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's the question for those who are just tuning in. Wayne, Cinderella was the first Disney princess. I'm talking about the Disney movies. Is that true or false?
False.
That is false. Who was the first one? Do you know?
He gets a hat.
If he can do the
if
first.
If he can do that.
Oh, bonus hat.
All right. Okay. Who was the first? Who was the first Disney princess?
I can't remember. My daughters used to watch that all the time. I can't remember. I really can't remember.
But you can't? All right. Well, I'm going to help you out, Wayne. I'm going to help you out.
Cruella de Vil.
No, she no. This first Disney princess had 7 ornery roommates.
Oh.
No, Snow White.
There you go.
Snow White. So
you can tell in the animation, if you look back to Snow White, that must have been the first, because it's very, very simple.
Yes.
Sketching.
Snow White was a princess?
She was.
What was her kingdom?
Well, remember,
the prince married her.
The prince married her, and she became a princess.
The queen gave her a poison apple to put her to sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then the prince came and kissed her without her permission. And so that was uninvited, and that's
not
why
consent.
that's why Snow White is almost canceled. I am saying that is what they said, but I think it's obviously silly.
Oh my goodness!
We all know that every woman is waiting for her prince to come and save her.
Someday my prince will come.
That sounds like one of the Munchkins.
That's what Snow White sounds like to me.
I think my wife's given up on that. She's just going to go with me and
yes,
just take take what life gave her.
Yes.
Is that what's
the way it is? My wife's not waiting for a prince anymore. She's stuck with the old codger. All right. Hey, Wayne, well done. Before you give us your question, I just want to remind you, since you won yourself an AFR ball cap.
Yeah, he kind of backed into that, but go ahead.
Yes, well, we made it as easy as possible.
And he did. He succeeded.
He succeeded. So make sure you stay on the line. We'll put you on hold and get your information. But what's your question for us, Wayne?
Okay, it's a math question. How do you take 4 9s and make them 100?
How do you take what?
4 9s.
4 9s
and make them equal 100.
Well, we're going to have to phone a friend and call Ed's granddaughter here. Since she has the difficulty.
How do you make 4 9s and make it equal 100? Is this a trick question?
I think this is.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, is this something that, are you talking about like on a piece of paper, one of those things where you
have to
use a line, or are you talking about just the numbers, how you make it 100? Is that what,
my math teacher did this to us every day. He put something different on our desk.
And 4 9s.
Had it on the board and said, take these 4 9s and make them 100.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
You're going to have to tell us. Right?
And the longer we go, the dumber we look, Wayne, so... You're going to have to tell us. 99 and 9 ninths is still not 100, though.
Yes, it is.
Oh, 9 ninths. Yes, it is.
9 ninths.
You're right. Yeah. 9 ninths.
Way to go, Wayne.
That works. That works.
So 99.
And 9 ninths is a 1.
Is a whole. Is a 1.
Is a 1.
Add them together.
Well, there you go.
That works.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Wayne.
Wayne, I'm going
to
put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get that ball cap out to you in the mail. Okay, I'm having a hard time actually putting them on hold.
All right, Wayne, we're going to
Can you get them on hold?
Hang tight.
Talking to our...
When you're back, we'll have Timothy, Carol, Michelle, Dennis, James from Mississippi on Trivia Friday.
Yeah, Trivia Friday. We'll get back to our callers and questions when we get back from this short timeout. Stay with us.
Could the fate of America's children be tied to the fate of our nation? Much like abortionists who end the lives of the unborn, the left is determined to undermine the pro-life movement. First, They target the babies. Then they come for the rest of us. Preborn stands as a beacon of hope for the most defenseless among us, preborn babies. Every day, Preborn's network of clinics rescues, on average, over 200 babies while surrounding expectant mothers with God's love and offering a free ultrasound. Rescuing the miracle of life has never been more crucial as we navigate this time of moral decline in our nation. Will you join Preborn in protecting the least among us? For just $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound and give a mother the chance to choose life, not only for her baby, but for herself. An ultrasound doubles a baby's chance at life. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
You know, the part of that I never really understood.
What's that?
Seemed a little redundant to me. If a man can fly, Superman, at like 5,000 or 500 miles an hour or whatever he's they tracked him at.
Little police cruiser.
Right.
Why would you need to bounce over buildings?
Able to leap. Well, there is flying and then there's jumping.
If you're in combat and you're in the middle of.
Just fly over the building.
It's a valid question. It's a valid question.
Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. But you never saw him do that in the show, did you? You ever seen bounce over buildings?
Not that old.
He go bounce over. Did he start hopping a Manhattan skyscrapers? I never saw that.
And not the black and white one. The black and white television show. The only thing you saw was him, quote unquote, flying, which was the front half of him.
Yeah, but that was still fun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
All right, let's repeat our questions, and we'll go back to the phone call.
And then we're gonna talk Batman. After okay. no,
there
we're
you
not.
Go,
we're
prepare
not.
Them.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, which two pieces of the armor of God are also mentioned in the Old Testament? What Jewish feast that's celebrated is ending tonight? And a little spelling bee. There are several commonly misspelled words in the English language. If you are so bold as to tackle one on the list, we'll see if you get it right.
So you're asking for someone to call in and say, all right, give me one of them. And
yeah, I'll give them one, and it's very common.
I like that.
But
that,
you don't know. I didn't want you to do your research ahead of time.
Exactly. Good point.
You so just got to be good.
On the air, they risk humiliating
total
themselves.
Total humiliation.
I love that. All right, I'm going to have to add a couple questions here. First question that I have remaining for my original three, who were the presidential candidates in the 1988 race for the White House? Talking about the Republican and Democratic candidates in 1988. Second question. How many different blood groups are there? And name them. So you have, what kind of blood do you have? That kind of thing. How many different blood groups are there? And name them. And then I am going to throw another true-false question in, since my Cinderella question was answered. When the two numbers on opposite sides of a dice are added together, it always equals 7. Is that true or false? When the two numbers on opposite sides of a dice are added together, it always equals 7. Is that true or false?
7 9/9.
Yes, that's right.
So you're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, and we're here every Friday. We hope you listen to AFR throughout the day and throughout the weekdays, but this show we do on Fridays, Trivia on AFR, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University, and we do have these on our podcast. Just go to AFR.net, click on podcast. All right, so my questions are as follows. What is the common name for the star Polaris And what is its significance? Want to know the answer to that question. That makes sense?
It did.
Okay. My second question is, on what three occasions are we expressly told that Jesus wept?
It's a great question.
From the scripture,
that is really
from the scripture, there are three times that the Bible says Jesus wept expressly. I want to know what those were. And then finally, what does the term ranidophobia mean? What does the term ranidophobia mean? Back to
it.
The phones.
All right. Let's go to Timothy in Louisiana. Timothy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning. We are doing well. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both today?
Do both.
Okay, which question looks good to you? Which one do you want to tackle?
Well, they done got two. They done got my two. The two. The
they're wiping you out.
And the starfish. When I knew both of them, I thought I'd just wink at the starfish. But
you start. Hey, Timothy, hold on just a second. Did you just say wink? What'd
you
say?
Maybe just wink at the starfish. You know what I mean?
Just wink.
To wink to find out how many starfish. Eyes he has.
Yeah, I already. But I knew the answer. But I was saying, you know, maybe you wink at him too.
Okay. Oh, well. He winks back.
Oh, with all five yeah. eyes.
Yeah. If he has five.
But I guess I'll ask and answer.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
I guess I'll try the Jesus wept one, I think.
Okay. Question is, just a minute. Here we go, Timothy. On what three occasions are we expressly told that Jesus wept in the New Testament?
I know he wept for Lazarus.
That's true.
And he wept at the garden.
True.
About his capillaries bled. And I think he wept for the woman that her child had died, and he brought it back. So I want to say he wept then. I have tried to place it. I know I just read it just like not long ago here, and I cannot.
Yeah, no, you got two out of three.
He helped somebody else.
I think he weeps for us now.
Yeah, so we're gonna send you two-thirds of a hat. Okay.
Okay. Hey, that'll work.
You're just gonna have to hard time keeping it on because it's not gonna have a back strap. No, you did get two of the three correct. Should I give the other one? No. Save it.
That's an excellent
question.
Great
one.
Okay. On what three occasions are we expressly told that Jesus wept? And to his credit, Timothy from Louisiana said two of them. At the grave of Lazarus and in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yep.
On the eve of his being, well, when he was arrested and praying. And right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
turned to drops of blood.
Yeah. And all right, so there you go. Good guess. What's your question for us, Timothy?
Okay, well, since the guy was talking about the toothbrushes and everything, I got to thinking, it was like 1954, and up until then, what were toothbrushes made from? What did people use besides toothbrushes to brush their teeth? Even when they didn't use toothbrushes, they used something else.
In 19 when?
It's kind of a two-part question. About 1954 in the 50s, in the mid-50s, up until then, toothbrushes were made from what?
Okay, so don't say yes or no. Don't answer it, Timothy. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, okay? I think it's horsehair.
I was thinking that might be regular brushes, but that's the word that's coming to my mind. Like, I'm wondering if that's like a hairbrush.
I'm glad I didn't live back then. Horse hair.
Well, the second part of his questions, didn't people use a lot of like reeds? Like they'd break open some sort of a like reed that had fiber.
Yeah. Now, so you are right about the hairbrushes. Maybe I'm getting that mixed up. But I don't know the answer.
Yeah. I was going to say
some kind of a bristle. Or something.
You're gonna have to learn it.
Yeah, I think you've basically stumped us, Timothy. What's the answer?
Boar hair, out of a hog hair, out of Russian boar hair. Toothbrushes were made out of hog hair, Russian boar hair.
I guess they're extra.
Wow. Didn't know.
I know. I got something else. Yeah. And then most people use twigs, like peach tree twigs or something like that, to brush their teeth with.
Twigs.
And actually, there's a man in Louisiana. He's probably dead now. This was 20 years ago. I read this. He was like 102 years old, had no cavities, and had never used a toothbrush in his life. He had only used a peach tree twig to chew on. People in the past, they really had better teeth than what, you know, history portrays it, because they didn't use fluoride and the abrasiveness. Yeah. That's what really harms your teeth more than anything else.
Okay. Did you say peach tree?
The peach tree limbs or just any type of limb. Maybe they just chewed on a little tree that took a limb and just chewed on it. And that's how they brush their teeth. Even in the past, people actually had way better teeth.
Okay.
Even 1,000 years ago, what they make out. You know, they say, like, we're at the pinnacle of society, which we're not. We really have dumbed down quite a bit.
When you're not drinking high fructose corn syrup,
that helps a lot. That's right.
So you're saying modern day dentistry is just a hoax. <That's the same.
laughs> Get you a twig
what
and
you're saying,
dead.
Timothy, I got you.
Get you a twig and a nerve.
All right. Is that it? Or?
Okay. So, Timothy, great job. You got 2/3 of Tim's question. And stump the panel. God bless you. Have a great weekend this weekend.
Let's get some ladies on the air.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, Carol, welcome to Trivia Friday. Tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Wonderful.
Columbus, Ohio. Yes, that's we have been on the air about 15 years there.
Wow.
Carol, how long have you been listening?
I listen every other week when I'm home.
Okay. Oh, home from? You travel a lot?
Yeah, I'm a flight attendant.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Which one do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'm going to do both. I'm going to answer the one because I've actually flown this gentleman. You asked who the presidential candidates were in 1988.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, who were the presidential candidates for the White House in 1988? That's the question, Carol, and that's the one you want to answer?
Yeah, because I've flown George W. Bush, great man, and he opposed Dukakis.
Now she's got W and HW.
I'm gonna give this to you. It's actually George H.W. Bush against Michael Dukakis. I think you just mixed up the initials. So, Carol, good on you. I'm going to give you applause for that.
Wow. Tell us a story of that real quick.
Well, I want to offer Carol a chance for an AFR hat. Do you want to take a shot for the hat?
Bonus question.
It's a bonus question.
Sure.
Okay. Who were the vice presidential candidates in 1988?
Let me see. Yeah, Quayle was Bush's.
That's correct. Dan Quayle. Who was the vice presidential candidate for Michael Dukakis? Do you remember?
Benson? Maybe?
That's right.
Whoa.
Lloyd Benson.
Way to go, Carol.
Lloyd Benson. I am mucho impressed. Very good, Carol. So,
tell us a story real quick of H.W. Bush.
Yeah, you said you met him?
Actually, I met George W. I'm sorry. I met George W. Yeah, I flew him. I'm a private flight attendant, and I flew him, and he was so kind. He even wrote me a letter, and he sent me a book called The Reason for God to my house, hand-signed. And fabulous, wonderful, wonderful man. Wonderful man.
Wow.
You're talking about George W., right?
Wow.
Yes. I'm
talking George W.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, wonderful. That's quite a memory, quite a story.
And that friendliness on the part of George W. Bush was actually one of the reasons people cited for voting for him as opposed to Al Gore, who they said appeared kind of wooden and wonky, but they said that George W. Bush seemed friendly.
That's kind of how shallow the American people are.
or perceptive.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Friendliness does matter. I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
But anyway, Carol, so is that what you still do as a private flight attendant? Or are you commercial?
I'm private.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Very cool.
All right. Well, listen, Carol, it's so good to hear
you. You have a question for us, Carol, but I do want to remind you when we're finished with you on the air, please don't hang up. I'll put you on hold, okay?
So we can send her the hat.
Perfect.
We're going to send you a hat.
So with hurricanes and everything going on the East Coast and all the devastation, my question for you, it's related to a movie that had a tornado. What was Dorothy's last name in The Wizard of Oz? They said at one time during the movie.
I've heard this question.
It didn't stick.
Dorothy's last name.
It was simple.
It was in the last.
Oh, I remember Hamill. No, I'm just kidding. You guys remember Dorothy Hamill?
Oh yeah,
the gymnast.
Yeah,
she was.
Yeah,
Dorothy. O'Reilly. It was Dorothy O'Reilly.
I don't know. I think
if it was multiple choice, I think we could pick it.
All right. So
what do you think?
She may not be able to pull out the multiple choice. All right, hey Carol, do you have enough names to do a multiple choice for us?
I do. How about Dorothy Graham, Dorothy Smith, Dorothy Gale, Dorothy Ruth.
Gale.
Dorothy Gale.
Yeah.
All Dorothy right. Gale.
That sounds like a two first name from the 50s. Or 40.
Gale's a beautiful name.
Dorothy Gale?
Yes, that's right.
Get in here right now.
Put that dog down. All right, Carol, well done.
Yeah. Good question.
Especially on the presidential side of things. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your information.
Thank you, Carol. I was going to call her Dorothy. All right, Ed, tell folks they may want to say, hey, I'm going to be traveling. I'd like to have a few laughs and learn some stuff. You guys, we have a treasure trove of past Trivia Friday shows that people can download, right?
That's right. You can go to AFR.net, and there is a drop-down menu that's the heading is Podcasts, and then you will go, I think we're all the way down at the bottom of the different shows. This show is normally called Today's Issues, and we do have a Today's Issues podcast where we discuss the current events that are the things that are happening in politics and culture here and around the world. But we have a separate selection for Trivia Friday. And if you go to Trivia Friday, you'll be able to listen to any of the shows that you missed. And then I'm going to ask Brent Creeley, our producer, are the hilarious highlights of Trivia Friday located there on the podcast, in the podcast category, or is that something that they have to buy off the Resource Center?
Since it's offered through the Resource Center, we let them purchase it there. So resources.afa.net if they want to purchase that.
Okay. The hilarious highlights are collated,
so to speak, into CDs. You can buy the CDs, but you can listen to the podcast of this show
for free. Yeah.
Right.
Tim, Ed, and Kendra, thanks for joining us. Back to the phones, Kendra.
Let's go to James in Mississippi. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Hey, what part of Mississippi are you calling from?
Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for calling, James. Ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Mm-hmm. Which question do you want to answer?
About a misspelled word.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ready for one
Looking
of these,
forward
James.
To this.
Yeah, here we go.
Let me randomly select one from the list here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go with the first one. Accommodate.
Oh, do I have to spell it?
Yes.
I'm just going to give you one.
Well, we can do both. We can do both. Go ahead and spell accommodate for us there, James.
See if you can spell accommodate.
A-C-C-O-M-B-A-T.
No, sir.
Wait a minute. You said A-C... it's a no, but what did you say? What did you say? A?
A-C-C-O-M-B-A-T.
Okay. Is that incorrect?
Right. It's accommodate. To accommodate.
Accommodate.
So you missed it.
But James, apparently you're right there with everyone else because these are commonly misspelled.
You're in good company.
Yeah.
I'll go give her a word to accommodate.
Oh, yeah.
I know that. Yeah.
What word did you think was commonly misspelled?
Mayonnaise.
What was it?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if our team can get it.
M-A-Y-O.
M-A-Y. There you go.
M-A-Y-O.
It's mayonnaise.
N-N-A-I-S-E.
Hey, see, there's two N's in there.
That's what I said. N-N.
Yeah. James, Ed, you got it right, bro.
I got it right.
Don't mess with Ed Battagliano and his condiments.
And, James, I'm going with Blue Plate all day long.
Well, what's your question for us, James?
All right, this is true or false. You get this easy. Did Casey Stengel say, when he was managing the New York Mets, that a man would land on the moon before the New York Mets win a World Series?
I'm gonna say that's true.
Casey Stengel. You're talking about back in the '60s. He would have said something.
Yeah.
Is that right, James?
That's right. He said a man would land on the moon before the New York Mets win a World Series. Is that true or false?
True.
I'm gonna say true.
I think he did say that.
Yeah. True.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
In '69, man landed on the moon, and in October, the Mets won the World Series.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
They beat the Baltimore Orioles.
Orioles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they did land on the moon before the Mets won the World
Series. That's good. Well, Casey Stengel, he was a famous baseball manager. He was known for his sayings like that, kind of like Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
Was. But I remember, I would have been 6 years old, but I still remember – they had the best pitching staff in baseball. Well, the Orioles did too.
Yeah.
But they had terrific Tom Terrific, Jerry Kuzman, and what was the other fella's name?
But the Orioles had a great pitching staff too with
Palmer.
Cuellar, Palmer,
yeah.
McNally.
Yeah.
I mean, that was what a World Series that was.
Yeah.
That's a great quote.
Okay, Brother James, thank you, man. That's a great question, and we appreciate hearing from you in Mississippi. And
let's stay in Mississippi and go to Mark. Mark, hey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay.
Hey, good morning. It's been a fortnight since I heard you.
A fortnight, huh?
Hey, Mark, where do you live in Mississippi?
Oh, I live in Ocean Springs.
Okay.
You know what that is, Ed?
I don't. I'm guessing it's down by the ocean.
Yeah.
Next to Biloxi.
Yes. My first guess.
Yeah, good guess. Yes.
Clever.
All right, Mark, thanks for listening.
That's why you guys are...
Yes, sir.
And that's why we're the professors, right, Mark?
Ain't that the truth?
bring that kind of brain power to this show. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Mark?
We're going to do both.
All right, which one do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to try to answer the give me a spelling word.
Okay.
Here we go.
I like this
kind of question. Okay, sir. Let me pull one from the list. Let's go with consensus. Can you spell the word consensus?
C-O-N-S-E-N-U-S.
Missed one letter.
Really?
Try it one more time. Consensus. Unless I heard you wrong. Let
do
me
it again, Mark. Mark, do it again.
C-O-N.
C-O-N. C-E-N-S-U-S.
No, sir.
I think he had it right the first time.
Maybe I didn't hear a letter, but it is C-O-N-S-E-N-S-U-S.
Is that what he said?
I didn't hear the S, but it wouldn't make sense to not say that one. I think.
Yeah, I think he did say that.
Mark, I think that's what I said the first time.
Okay,
yeah, I know.
Okay.
Kendra's like that.
I don't deserve to be overspelling. Yeah.
So, all right, way to go, Mark. We're giving you. It's a consensus on the panel here.
Two out of three said you passed, so you're slipping through. Great job,
Mark. So, all right, fire away, Mark. What you got for us?
On Charlie Brown, Snoopy had a bunch of brothers.
Uh-huh.
What was his brother's name that lived in the desert?
I remember the character.
On the comic strip, Charlie Brown, Snoopy had a lot of brothers, right?
Ready? Or had cousins, yeah.
Relatives that came.
What was the name of the...
The one who lived in the desert.
Wow, lived in
That's
the desert.
That's a good question. I can't.
I do remember some. I'm just going to be honest. I don't remember any of their names, but I do remember them sometimes coming to visit, and it was always a kind of a cool thing.
I'm going to go with Hank.
Hank,
better to come up with something than nothing.
Hank from the desert.
Snoopy's cousin Hank,
and Snoopy was the beagle, Charlie Brown's beagle.
Yeah.
I have no. Do you have any idea? I'm going with Hank.
Yeah.
I'm going with Kendra.
The blind leading the blind. Yes, come on, fellas. Right.
And I think we're all going to fall in a ditch. Okay, Mark, you stumped us. Who is Snoopy's cousin from the desert?
Spike.
Spike. Okay.
Right. That's a deep dive right there.
It is a
in
deep
the Snoopy
dive.
World.
Yes, it is.
But
look, if we can go deep dive Andy Griffith, then Snoopy's right up there, right?
That's right.
thank you, Mark.
Well
Appreciate
done,
it.
Mark.
Yeah, thank you. All right, we don't have time to get into another call right now. I tell you what, do we want to repeat our questions quickly?
Yeah, we can.
And then that way when we get back from the news, we don't have to.
We'll get right back to it after the news. All right.
Okay. The armor of God is mentioned. Two pieces of the armor of God are mentioned in the Old Testament. What are they? What Jewish feast ends tonight and is currently being celebrated? And I'll add one more. Who invented the cotton gin?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
All right. Here are my three questions.
I don't drink myself.
whether the gin is made by out of cotton or not.
I don't order a cotton gin. Do you?
Sounds like a very dry drink to me.
All right. Three questions. Tim, you are the master of those kind of my mind never goes to the places your mind goes. All right. How many different blood groups are there? And name them. I'm talking about blood types. When the two numbers on opposite sides of a dice are added together, it always equals 7. Is that true or false? And that's all I have.
Okay, none of mine have been answered. What is the common name for the star Polaris, and what is its significance? If you can answer that, we'll send you an AFR travel hat or ball cap, okay? You get that question? Does that make sense?
Yeah, understood.
Also, on what three occasions in the Bible are we told expressly that Jesus wept? There are three times. Two of them have already been answered. And what does the word ranitophobia mean? Ranitophobia mean? We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.